This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a survey out last year from a digital marketing firm that asked 2,000 Americans what they imagine their dream home would be like. One of the takeaways was that obviously not everybody agrees on what a dream home ought to be. New? Old but renovated? Millennials and Gen Xers tended to say they'd want a modern exterior. Boomers wanted something more traditional. You got your suburbs people and people who'd really rather get away from it all. For this next installment of our series Adventures in Housing, somebody whose dream home is something completely different.
My name is Laura Hamilton, and until I was 8 years old, I grew up on a farm in North Dakota. It was a really amazing place to grow up. We grew wheat and sunflowers and soybeans. We had horses. I especially loved my own pony, Princess, that I could ride. In 1985, we lost our farm due to foreclosure. So I didn't know it, you know, at the time as a kid, but I learned later that there were a lot of family farms that were suffering the same fate. Some people might remember from that generation, there was Farm Aid.
Live for Farm Aid at a concert for America, here's Willie Nelson.
That Willie Nelson was a big figure in, and so a lot of fundraising and trying to raise awareness. The markets were changing for the farmers. There were very high interest rates at that time, and there were some different like trade issues and things going on. So you had people like my parents that worked so hard and great farmers, but sometimes it's just out of their hands. I can't wait to get on the road again. What I first remember is the slow pulling apart of our home, like the deconstruction of our home, the furniture, my bed, my piano that my grandmother taught me to play. On the final day in fall, we packed up the last of our belongings into a moving truck and said goodbye to my grandparents and the animals and left. From there, we moved to a few different places around the country. Things in Wyoming and New Mexico and Utah and different places in Oregon to about 14 different homes by the time I was in college, especially as I went on through school and ended up going to, you know, thankfully some very good universities and, you know, colleagues and friends were talking about, you know, dream homes, and it was usually centered around maybe a fancy beach house. Like, I went to undergrad in Southern California, so that was definitely a thing. But I just wanted my parents to have their dream home. I just wanted them to have that security. So one day last month, I got a call from my dad, and he said he saw this house for sale, and it's in this tiny little country town where I went to high school. And my dad said it's right by a hayfield. He can go walking in the fields. He has a view of the mountains. They weren't able to buy a house on their own, so my husband and I applied for a mortgage. We were approved. We made an offer on the house. It was accepted. And when I called him with the news, it was so... It was really emotional. So they cried and I cried. And next month, right before Thanksgiving, they move into their home that they will never have to leave.
Laura Hamilton in Burke, Virginia. Tell us about your adventures in housing, would you, at marketplace.org.